This is Talk Is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. All right, this week the Eugene emergency physicians are being replaced by private equity over there at River Bend. So this is the entire demonstration from a couple weeks ago. Hopefully you've already been to the No Kings demonstration today, and so I'll have that stuff from that for you more than likely next week, and a bunch of other fun stuff. The May Day celebration actually will be next week here, and then I'll have stuff from the No Kings demos. May Day celebration April 26th at the Park Blocks on 8th and Oak. Should be all kinds of great groups there for you on April 26th. And we're going to turn May Day into a two-week celebration there. So that's coming up. Boycott Sunnyside Washington Mushrooms and support independent media. Support radioforall.net. And thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Let's end the war and start using that money for reparations for everyone from those multinational, those nasty multinational corporations need to pay us reparations for all the damage they've done. All right, so upcoming, the Eugene emergency physicians. And this is, by the way, my own opinion, my own observation. Please research this stuff all yourself. This is an example of what austerity. We spend all this money on war and blow up your tax dollars, whether you believe in socialism or not, or using funds for that or not, your tax dollars, instead of being used for infrastructure and healthcare and things like that, they're just blown up, and the wealthy just shave off their percentage. And that's not a system that works. So thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Please, tell your friends. All right, what's your name and organization?
Yeah, my name's Chris Rompala, C-H-R-I-S-R-O-M-P-L-A. I'm the chair of the Nurses Union at River Bend and Behavioral Health Unit. I'm also on the board of directors for ONA statewide.
That's the ONA, the Oregon Nurses,
Oregon Nurses Association. Yes.
All right, so why are you guys out here today?
We're out here in support of our ED docs that Peace Health is wanting to replace with an out-of-state corporate medical group.
All right, and so they just closed the emergency room in downtown Eugene. So yep, how does that affect our emergency services here in Eugene?
Yeah, so Peace Health decided to close a UDED back in 2023, prior to actually making any like significant changes within our emergency department here to then make up for the influx of patients that we knew we would be receiving. And now we're in a position where we have tremendous wait times. We are seeing more patients than Peace Health, I think, ever thought they would be seeing, which is causing a lot of delays throughout the entire system. And they believe that bringing in some group that doesn't know our community at all, is not from our community, is going to somehow fix this problem that it seems like they may have created themselves.
And these wait times, it just occurs to me that actually might cost more money. If you have to wait longer, that means it's harder to help someone that needs help. So that might actually end up costing more money.
Yeah, so it could potentially cost patients. Well, one thing that we like to say is like time equals health. Like the longer it takes you to get into the ED, sometimes it could affect your outcome. So we know that there are people that have had multiple hour waits. We know that there is a triage system that they use to make sure that the folks that need treatment first get back first. But if our ED waiting room is full of patients, I really wonder if there are people that are getting missed. But I can't really speak to that with any.
All right, well, so how much of this is due to federal funding austerity? Has some federal funding been cut quite a bit?
That is a much bigger ball of worms than I think we have time to discuss right now. I know that, so my understanding is that this isn't a financial decision. I know that there are a number of different rumors as to why this decision happened, but nothing substantiated at this point.
we're spending like $1 billion a day on war. Any comments on where that money would be better well spent? What are we defending if we don't have a healthcare?
I can't speak on the money that is going to the war. I agree. I believe that there is money to actually provide healthcare for Americans, for our entire country, to fund education the way it should be. But there are some folks that, for some reason, don't believe that that's necessary.
All right, so what can people do if they want? What should people be doing?
Yeah, so one thing that we're really asking folks to do is just continue paying attention, continue showing up to actions that we're holding. We have a big action today. I'm not sure if we have anything else planned out in the near future. Also, check out our petition. Make sure that you're writing your legislators locally and across the state to make sure that they know how you feel about what's happening in the Eugene-Springfield area. I think it's also important to note that the ED docs here, it's not just Eugene-Springfield, it's also Florence, it's also Cottage Grove. We service all the way down to Northern California, out to the coast, and out to Bend. So it's not just affecting Eugene and Springfield. It has a much wider span than I think a lot of people really realize. I think following the money is always a good thing to look into. We know that our executives are making millions of dollars. I think that it's always important to follow where the money is.
So, all right, so you want to give your name?
Yes, sure. My name is Catherine Luchtenberg, and I don't know anyone my age and around it who hasn't needed an emergency room at some point. And so for us to be for Peace Health to be letting go of the people who have taken care of us who are in our community, I mean, what happens when there's a fire? What happens when the big quake hits? What happens when there's another shooting? Because I don't believe that Apollo MD can bring doctors from across the country in to help us in time. And that's what our own doctors have been doing. But the other thing that's just astonishing is how much money we're spending on the war in Iran. I read a statistic that said in the past 6 days we've spent over $11 billion. And so that's pretty close to $2 billion a day. And what we could do with that kind of funding is, it's very frustrating.
You used to say, what are you defending?
Right.
Why are you spending all this money to defend a country that has no health care and no education?
Right.
Why are they bringing people from outside? Aren't there enough doctors? I know you can't answer this, but aren't there enough doctors in Eugene?
There are enough doctors, and the answers that Jim McGovern and Kim Rusher have been putting out there, to me, is just a word salad. There's no substance to it. Now, my understanding is that outside entities can be used to do bookkeeping, accounting, and EEP is even, I think I've heard that they were even, they don't have a problem with that per se. It's that Peace Health has decided that this outside entity will take the place of our physicians. And that's not what this type of entity is supposed to be doing. And when they start to make decisions about how many minutes now a physician can spend with a patient, that's not their purview.
So even if these doctors are trained in that style of quick care, it's still not better care.
No.
We would be better off with local.
Yes, we would be better off with local, no question.
But, maybe that's their justification, is that they're trained to do it in a certain way. But.
Well, I've heard something to that effect, but I can't imagine. It's okay. Well, we don't know why Peace Health has done this. I mean, I'm a civilian, so I can't speak for any of the physicians, but I do have a close relative, and I have had to spend time in the emergency department and spent hours there. One of the things that's unclear to me, I'd like to know if Peace Health, which says this move will cut down on wait time, how does that square when we are not talking about increasing the number of beds? I haven't heard anything about increasing the number of physicians and the nurses. I mean, everybody's just flattened. And to then blame the physicians for this type of thing is just unconscionable.
It kind of sounds like you just have to work harder in order to make it go fast. The only way they're going to make it go faster is to make people work harder.
I don't know. I don't know how they could make a physician work harder and faster than they already do without compromising the care.
Right, so without adding more.
Right.
All right, anything else?
Just thank you for the support. This is a good turnout, and I
what
hope...
What should people do? What do you think? You're out here standing on a street corner.
Yep, well, as a single human who doesn't have anything else I can do, I just stand on a street corner and wave and clap. But I believe that we can... I think that we should be contacting our elected representatives. I know that the one move that the legislatures, and you should definitely talk to Senator Manning, he's amazing. But I believe, I went to the meeting in Salem most recently where EEP made a presentation to a select committee on this problem. And it sounded to me like their best strategy, that being our legislature right now, is to slow walk Apollo MD, because I don't see how they cannot be at cross purposes to our recently passed Senate Bill 951. And that's the one that's supposed to protect us from this sort of corporate takeover. But that's...
So maybe the legislature will get their act together here.
Well, maybe they'll be able to stop this particular Apollo MD, but honestly, I don't know what's to keep Peace Health from then turning around and finding someone else, right? So the problem is still there. It's just a question of what can we do immediately in the short term, and then the long term, we've got to get UD back open, or we've got to increase the bed space and the... and working conditions for our physicians and medical caregivers, so that those of us who need care are not going to die, right there in the waiting room. That was stupid.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being out here.
People come into the ED on their worst days and put their lives in our doctor's hands. And the local doctors at EEP have cared for them with extraordinary skill and compassion. Our doctors, nurses, and staff work together every day to earn our community's trust. Our community trusts us not only because of our experience and skill, they trust us because we are part of this community. They know we'll always be there for them. This is our home. This is our hospital. This is where we take our kids, our parents, our grandparents when they need care. We've worked together to make it a place our community can be proud of. Unfortunately, Peace Health executives are leading us in the wrong direction. They closed Eugene's only hospital. They've increased their salaries. They have let layoff after layoff, and now they want to outsource our emergency care. But we're here together to stand up to Peace Health executives, because Eugene emergency physicians aren't just a medical group. These doctors are our friends. They're our neighbors. They volunteer in our schools. They coach our youth sports. Sorry. They know this community because they are part of it. They know us and we trust them, which is exactly what you need in an emergency. We don't want temporary providers just passing through to collect a paycheck. We want experienced doctors who are committed to our community and to our hospital. That's why we're here, to keep care local and make sure that EEP stays right here at Riverbend and across Lane County. We have a tremendous group of doctors, nurses, and elected leaders from across and elected leaders and allies standing with us today. It is my privilege to introduce y'all to some of them. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Jonas Pelogi from AEP.
It's my turn, okay. You guys hear me okay? Hey everybody.
Hi.
It is incredibly moving to see so many people here today. Nurses, physicians, EMS professionals, hospital staff, community members, elected officials. Family and friends, all standing here together in support of patient care in Lane County. On behalf of Eugene Emergency Physicians, thank you for your support. For those who may not know exactly who we are, EEP is a small, independent emergency physician group made of 32 doctors, 9 physician assistants, and Beth, our incredible office assistant. For the past 35 years, we have had the absolute privilege of providing emergency care at Peace Health Hospitals here in the Eugene Springfield area and in Cottage Grove since 2018. We live here. Our families are part of this community. When our loved ones get sick, they come to these hospitals. For decades, we have worked side by side with the extraordinary nurses, technicians, EMS crews, hospitalists, specialists, and primary care providers who make up this local healthcare community. And together, we have cared for the people of Lane County through mass casualty events, wildfires, pandemics, and countless everyday emergencies. We are deeply honored by the extraordinary support we have received from our colleagues. The medical staff at Riverbend voted overwhelmingly to reinstate EEP and expressed no confidence in hospital leadership over this decision. And the nursing staff followed with their own overwhelming vote of no confidence. That kind of support from the people who actually run this hospital every day speaks volumes. Across the country, something important is happening in medicine. Independent physician groups like ours are increasingly being replaced by large national corporate staffing companies. In many places, this happens quietly with little public scrutiny. But here in Lane County, it is not happening quietly. Healthcare professionals, community members, and elected officials from across Oregon have come together to stand up against this corporate medicine takeover. Yeah! It is unnecessary. The purported reasons for it are baffling, and the legality of it is being questioned. Yeah! We want local emergency care to stay local. Not just an Oregon LLC registered to an Atlanta address. Boo. The same address as Apollo MD, Boo. Valor Bridge Partners, and at least 40 other quote-unquote local emergency physician practices across the country. Sorry, local physician practices, at least 23 physician practices. Not owned by a singular physician who does not live in Oregon and does not currently have an Oregon medical license. We want it to stay genuinely local. The physicians of EEP are taking a stand against this. All 41 clinicians of EEP have committed that we will not work for Apollo MD when this transition occurs. Yeah. If this transition occurs. We did not make that decision lightly. We made it because we believe deeply in protecting genuinely local, genuinely physician-led emergency care, and in preserving the ability of physicians to advocate for our patients and provide the best possible care without interference from corporate interests. It is about protecting the quality, independence, and accountability of emergency care in a place we call home. And seeing all of you here today reminds us that we are not standing alone. Thank you for standing with us.
Dr. David Schwartz, NWMU President Emeritus.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dave Schwartz. I'm a hospitalist physician. I've been a hospitalist here for 13 years, a hospitalist attending for 20 years, and ironically enough, in healthcare for 35 years. So I pretty much started at the same time that these guys did. Doing math nowadays makes me sad. I am here speaking for Dr. Charlotte Yeomans, who is a current president of NWMU, who's not feeling well. If you know Charlotte, then you know that if she's not feeling well, that some of her adversaries have gotten a hold of some kryptonite. That pretty much describes her. I'm here to talk on behalf of the hospitalist, and by proxy on behalf of the other specialists and other public speaking, that's it, who work at Riverbends. A hospital is not just a place where a bunch of people show up at the same time at the same place for work. It is a coordinated effort between specialized groups that depend on each other. When one group doesn't function well, the whole system falls apart. Imagine driving a car without a steering wheel. We, as hospitalists and also the other specialists that work extensively with Eugene emergency physicians, we care for about up to 75% of the patients in the hospital. So for us, the majority of the patients we see come through the ED. So a highly functioning ED is vital to the success of our practice and of all the specialists and doctors in the hospital. We rely on Eugene emergency physicians to do the initial workup, a correct workup. If this is done wrong or incomplete, it really does jeopardize the quality or the outcome of patients. In my 35 years, I've worked in many hospitals. I've worked admitted patients in Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and I've worked a lot of places, and I can tell you that this, by and far, is the best group I've ever worked with. I've worked in academic centers, and really, this is the most consistent, most reliable, most committed group I've ever met. When administration tried to characterize our response to this outsourcing, they told us it was a quote-unquote trauma reaction. I've been told that I am upset, directly to my face, that I'm upset because I'm losing all of my golf buddies. Okay. Well, I don't play golf, and these people are not my buddies first and foremost. They are experienced professionals whose expertise we depend on in order to do our job well. They're essential to the body, an essential part of the body of Peace Health. Yeah. We are not having an emotional moment. We are seeing a system that is about to get an amputation. Yeah. A completely unnecessary procedure that will disrupt the care of our patients, our community, and the greater community from California to Corvallis. I'm sorry, I should have timed this better, but I'll talk fast. When PCell closed University District Hospital, there didn't seem to be a plan in place. Our local system lost 45 inpatient beds in total. Over 30,000 additional patients were routed from University District Hospital. An initial 30,000 patients were routed from into the emergency room at Riverbend. During this time, Eugene emergency physicians handled the influx of patients without compromising patient care. Workups continued to be thorough and appropriate, and members of Eugene emergency physicians never wavered from their commitment to providing excellent care. They worked harder, faster, but did not compromise their values as physicians and a commitment to the community they serve and are a part of.
Thank you.
There are few groups that I've known that could handle an increase of over 30,000 patients through an ED in a hospital that did not have an increase in capacity. There was simply no place for the patients to go once they were seen. Once seen, they were told, there is no room at the inn. EEP has consistent management, a democratic model that welcomes input from all of its members, and collective wisdom of a group that has lived and worked in the Eugene-Springfield area for 35 years. They are independent, so they are able to advocate for the patients and community without pressure from hospital administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been no complaints or concerns about the quality of any Eugene physician, Eugene emergency physician that I've heard so far. None. As a group that is independent from the larger corporation that can advocate for their patients and speak up against the arbitrary, cost-cutting measures that compromise patient care, measures that look good on spreadsheets that are harmful to patients. With a corporate model being proposed by Peace Health, the person running the practice is a doctor that lives in Illinois, overseen by a group in Atlanta, Georgia. Those in charge of your health care will no longer be with you face to face. They'll no longer live in our community. They'll be in a room 3,000 miles away, reviewing spreadsheets and numbers. Not your neighbors, not the people in this community that are committed to the community.
Boo!
Apollo MD's staffing model is that they contract most of their MDs as per diem or locums, with no commitment to the community, no local knowledge. They hire whoever is available, not whoever is best. As a per diem or locums, they have no voice to advocate for their patients. They are beholden to the orders of administrators. It is a top-down model with absolutely no opportunity for physician input. It is simply, do as I say or you're fired. This model will result in high turnover and little concern for who they hire as long as they're available. This was done with no input from the Medical Staff Association. No professional with a conscience wants to work in an environment where decisions are made by corporations. Instead of listening to the collective wisdom of the professionals that make this a hospital, they chose to follow glossy brochures and empty promises of a company with a terrible track record. 99% of the med staff voted for the decision to be reversed. We're not concerned about losing our golf buddies. Rather, our sole concern is providing gold standard of care. All the medical and surgical specialties require a high-functioning emergency room that understands our patients, understands the workflow of the hospital, so that patients are seen quickly and handed off appropriately. Eugene Emergency Physicians does this extraordinarily well. Why are they wholesale replacing a high-functioning group and starting over? There has been no clear explanation. This is not a transition. This is a gutting of a high-quality, high-functioning department. A department vital for the care of the majority of the patients that come to the hospital. Please help stop this. Please help keep our local care the highest quality possible. Help us support our dedicated emergency physicians who have provided excellent health care to this community for decades. Sign a petition, reach out to your local legislatures, write your congressman, call Peace Health. Please do whatever you can.
All right, thank you for that. Next we've got Brett Didon, IFF Local 851 president.
My name is Brett Eden. I am the president for Lane Professional Firefighters, so I represent most of the firefighters and EMS professionals throughout Lane County. First off, thank you all for being here today. Let's give a round of applause for that. I will try to speak as loud as I can. Hopefully get a few more honks though. You know, I was thinking back this morning about 35 years ago what I was doing. Took a laugh because I was in my mother's womb in the ER because she was a nurse over at Sacred Heart. And she worked there for a decade. She saw that what started back then was what became EEP today. And I started thinking about the changes in our healthcare that have happened since then. And one of the areas I looked at is what we do with CPR. So nationally, the success rate with CPR is about 12%. A few years ago, there's a study that came out of Seattle. Really good technique. Focus more on the brain than the lungs. How do we adapt that to this community? Well, we work with our local physicians. We figure out what we can do. We work with our nurses. And we were able to get that stat up above 50%. That's because we have local physicians helping us out. They're helping the care for not only in the hospital, but out in the field. That is important to our community, and this feels like a linchpin to pull out and just blow up our community healthcare system. Let's not let this happen. I look to our electeds around here today. I think this crowd speaks loudly to it. This is important. This needs to stop here. We need to protect our physicians. In a few months, I want to see their signature on the contract because I want to look back at 36, 37, 40, 45 years and think about where we've come as a community. Don't let this be the deciding factor otherwise. Thank you all.
Thank you, Brett, for that. I appreciate that. And it, as he had mentioned, we do have a lot of elected officials within us right here. I wanted to note that we did invite Representative Hoyle. She wanted to join us today as well, but had a prior arrangement up in Portland. So I would like to invite Senator Manning up here.
Thank you. What do we do when we're under attack?
Fight back! Fight back!
What do we do when we're under attack?
Stand up! Fight back!
What do we do when we're under attack?
Stand up! Fight back!
What do we do when we're under attack?
Stand up!
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I will be brief. My name is James Harvey Manning Jr. I am the Senate President Pro Tem. And I also chair the Senate Committee on Veterans Emergency Management, Federal and World Affairs, where I invited our ER docs to come and do a presentation because it is serious. Where we are, we're in a very serious place. I am on the record for saying that Peace Health, you closed down the only hospital that we have in Eugene. I am not happy with that, so I'll say that again. And I'll be brief right now. There was an article that was written, and for some reason, the executive director of this hospital decided to chime in. And he made the statement, he said, I made my decision, and there's nothing you can do about that. Yeah, I slept on that for quite a while. And I thought about it. I said, that kind of reminds me of someone most recently in the news. Go by the name of Putin. I mean, can you imagine the arrogance of an individual who would say something like that when we're talking about people's lives? We're talking about professionals that are here, trained, been here for years, taking care of our community. I am really disappointed in the individual, and I get it, deep pockets, you know, you're collecting all of the coins, so you don't care about the people. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And Mr., I made my decision, and there's nothing you can do about it. Did I mention that I am the Senate President Pro Tem? At some point, you may have to see me. And I want you to come to my office and remind me that you said you made your decision and there's nothing that I can do about that. We're talking about people's lives. As a leader, sir, you are a failure. Because leaders don't talk like that. And that's why the people are out here protesting. They're protesting you, your policies. And I'm here with them to protest you and your policies. I'm not rich, but I'm rich at heart, and I am rich for the people. You remember that when you come to see me. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Senator. I just also want to note we have the Eugene and Springfield mayors in the House here.
Just saying hi.
Up next, we have State Representative Fragola. Come on up.
You all look beautiful from over here, so I just want you to know that. I'm honored to stand in solidarity with the Eugene emergency physicians, with all of our healthcare providers, with our firefighters, with our ETs, and also with all of you. I'm proud to stand here and demand that we get to keep EEP in this community. So we heard a lot of reasons about why this is so important, but I want to begin by thinking about the importance of doctors in our lives, the importance of all the healthcare providers, like the nurses at ONA and the hospitalists that are also here today. In the last legislative session, I had the honor to work on Senate Bill 951, the Corporate Practice of Medicine. And we successfully passed that. And every day we learn there's more we got to do.
That's right.
But for me, at the heart of that legislation was the reality of how critical the relationship is between a patient and a doctor, right? That is like a sacred thing. We need doctors to be in charge of the decision making about our healthcare, not corporations who only have an interest in profit. Doctors like the Eugene emergency physicians are hard-working, dedicated professionals who give so much of themselves, who serve and care for us with empathy, who are part of our community, who are connected to the people that they serve, and who often have profound impacts on our lives. Those are the people that I want making decisions about my health care, not an out-of-state venture capital corporation. So can we just take a moment and say thank you to all of the EEP doctors that are here. So I'm actually going to count 1, 2, 3, and I just want to hear a really loud thank you, EEP. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, EEP!
That's right. So, I know for me personally, I may not be standing here today as a state representative if it had not been for a healthcare provider in my life, right? Like I said, doctors have a tremendous impact on us. Healthcare providers have a tremendous impact on us. In 2023, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was still going through treatment in 2024 when I was trying to decide if I was going to run for the state legislature. And there was a day when I went to my oncologist's office and I just broke down in tears because I was like, I want to do this thing, but I can't imagine that it's the right choice. And she told me that she would have my back every step of the way. And she was there. And I did run for office, and I won with over 70% of the vote. And I am honored to serve this community. And I know how important it is that that relationship between our community and the doctors we serve is. And that's why I will continue to fight on behalf of this community and on behalf of the Eugene Emergency Physicians for the right thing to happen. Eugene Emergency Physicians have been here for over 30 years, right? We've heard 35 years. They've supported many of us through tragedies with our families, through emergencies with our children. They served this community through the pandemic. They stepped up when Peace Health closed the only hospital in Eugene. They have been here for this community. Based on Peace Health Riverbend's own evaluations, they have excelled at serving this community. That's right. They've received awards from Peace Health. So why is Peace Health making this change? They haven't given us a good reason. They haven't been transparent about this decision, and I call on them to be transparent about how they made this decision. Yeah. Yeah. I find it unacceptable that they want to bring an exceptional local physician-run practice of over 30 years with an out-of-state corporation who simply doesn't have the same connection or commitment to our community or its well-being. We need physician-run local doctors in our community to provide this care, not out-of-state corporations. When we have private equity running our healthcare system, it means decreased access, increased cost, and decreased quality of care. That's not what we want here. Peace Health's website says they bring, quote, compassionate care to communities across the Northwest. I don't think the decision to end the contract with Eugene Emergency Physicians is caring or compassionate, and I don't think they are putting our community's well-being first. What do you think? So that's why I call on Peace Health and reinstate EEP's contract after June for the upcoming years. It's time to listen to the community they said they are committed to serving. So when I say, and just so y'all know, I come out of the labor movement, so it's not a rally without some chanting. Thank you, Senator Manning, for starting it off. So when I say, what do you want, you're going to say, save EEP. And when I say, when do we want it, you'll say?
Now!
Okay, so let's do it. What do we want?
Save EEP!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Save EEP!
When do we want it?
Now!
Hey, even louder, we want them to hear you in the hospital. What do we want?
Save EEP!
When do we want it? That's right, so let's keep fighting for a better healthcare system for all Oregonians, and let's keep fighting to save EPP. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And now, last but not least, we have Dr. Sayo.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello, everyone. My name is Julie Sayo. So proud and honored to represent our Eugene Emergency Physicians today. First and most importantly, thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who are here today to make a difference, to make noise, and stand up for what is right. Thank you to community members, representatives, elected official, medical staff, and our fellow Oregonians who continue to shine light onto this situation. And a special thank you to the nurses of the Oregon Nurses Association who organized this rally. When questions arose about the future of emergency care in our community, you stood up. You spoke for our patients, You spoke for our colleagues, and you spoke up for the safety of this community. So thank you. We are here today because this is not just about one hospital contract. This is bigger. What is happening here reflects what is happening across the country. Decisions about patient care is done far away from the bedside, far from the people who are providing the care. And those are the communities and the decisions that are impacted. Every day in the emergency department, we work side by side with nurses, medical staff, EMTs, and countless members of the care team. The practice of emergency medicine is a team effort, a team built on trust, experience, and stability. And the best care depends on teams who know each other, trust each other, and know the community that they serve. And when the frontline clinicians are not meaningfully included in decisions that affect patient care, patients suffer, and the community suffer. And this is why we are here today, in solidarity, to protect what is best for our community. Because when nurses, physicians, and communities stand together, patients and communities win. And we will continue to stand against expansion of corporate medicine in our communities. We will not go quietly into the night. We will speak up. And we will continue to shine the light on what matters most. Patient-centered care. Patient first, patient focused, and not profit. So as we close this rally, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to ONA for your leadership. Thank you to the community members who have spoken out, written letters, shown up, and stood by us. Thank you to our representatives and elected officials for asking important questions and listening to our community's concern. And thank you to our colleagues across the medical community who have shown our unwavering support. We still remain open to a path forward with Peace Health that allows EEP to continue to care for the community that we love for the past 35 years, and hopefully 35 more years to come. Because Eugene Emergency Physician is Oregon-grown, Oregon-owned, and we will continue to keep Oregon strong. Woo!
All right, can we give it up to all of our speakers today? All right, well, I want to thank everybody for coming out today. One thing that I frequently get asked is, what can we do next? Keep paying attention, keep showing up, sign our petition, QR code to the petition. Please sign. Thank you all for coming, really appreciate it. Contact your legislators. Thank you all.
Why the heck was you doing something wrong? These lights are fine. We like the ones who Yes, we're the great grannies, and we're here to yell.
got one more with the Raging Grannies. Two more with the Raging Grannies. Okay.
Marching, and it's a call.